Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we've been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278. Or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
Great. Should we get to our first guest, or is there anything we want to say?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Okay,
yes,
let's welcome Kathy to our show.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Oh,
how are
you? Good.
Fantastic.
And it was since I saw you yesterday.
Yeah, okay, great.
Kathy, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm from Costa Mesa, California, and I used to work in offices, but right now I have a 3.5-year-old, so I spend my time with her.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about what happened to you before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I had really bad female problems, and I wasn't sure exactly what it was. Bad PMS and chronic pain and a lot of depression associated with it. So I went to everything you could think of. I went to nutritionists, OBGYNs, regular doctors. I did acupuncture. I did everything and took all kinds of supplements. I even had surgery last year. They determined I had endometriosis, but nothing really helped me.
How long have you had to suffer from those symptoms?
Oh, 33 years.
33 years.
It really affected my life, you know, every area of my life and my relationships. It was really hard with my daughter. I didn't have a lot of energy, and when you have pain, it kind of dominates your life, you know.
It makes you kind of like to be angry.
Irritable. Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. And you just kind of work, your whole life revolves around your pain, you know.
Exactly, and you cannot ignore it most of the time.
Right, you can't. And you feel bad about that, so it's kind of a downward spiral, you know. And then you lose hope because you tried everything. And especially for me, even after the surgery, I got no better. And I talked with Dr. Tong about this. All the answer that the doctor has is more tests. And
yes.
And it didn't help. They even thought I had colon cancer or something, you know. I had every test you could think of. Barium enema, colonoscopy, a CAT scan, an MRI. And that doesn't help you, you know.
That's right. You only give you another fancy name, but you never tell you why all these problems occur.
Yeah.
You can describe more your problem,
what is wrong,
but not why it happens.
Right. That's true, and that was my frustration with the doctors. They never tell you anything. I mean, all they do is, you know, give you medicine or give you tests or give you surgery, and they never tell you anything, and so that was kind of frustrating. And even you get information off the internet, you're not sure if that's true or not, you know, sometimes.
Cassie, how long did you go with the conventional or these treatments before seeing Dr. Tong?
Oh, probably at least, I would say, 10 to 15 years.
Mm. So how many medication were you taking?
Oh, well, I've taken on and off lots of different kinds of medications. I've taken hormones, I've taken medications for the depression, I took medications for the pain, took medications for the stomach, the only thing you could think of, you know. I mean, regular prescription and plus natural.
And if you're not sick, you'll be sick because you're taking all these different things.
Yeah, I got sicker sometimes after the medications, you know.
Okay, yes.
That was frustrating, and then you just... And then I would take nothing because I thought, well, everything else makes me sick, so then I do nothing. And I heard Dr. Tong on the radio show. I think what appealed to me is that he said that it could be cured, and he dealt with the... He didn't deal with just the symptoms. He dealt with the cause of what was wrong with you. And I figured I could spend the rest of my life just going round and round in circles treating my symptoms. But here was somebody who told me that I could... he would deal with my cure, and I find that that's been true with Dr. Tong.
Well, how long did you ago did you hear from us on the radio show?
I probably heard a few months ago,
oh.
and then I didn't go right away because you kind of get skeptical because you know
yeah.
you don't have anything else.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I think like you finally say, okay, you have to be ready to be willing to try something again. Dr. Tong says, well, I guess you're not. Sick enough to want to get well. and that's, you have to decide, okay, you have to have the courage to try one more thing. And I know sometimes that's not easy for people because they figure, well, I've tried everything else and what's different about this, but it is
right.
different.
Kathy, how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Well, so far I've had 4 treatments, and I know the first time I went in there, I'm especially, I have problems when I actually had my period. I was in excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, I remember, I was like, I could hardly function, that's how bad it is. And I came out of there, well, Dr. Tong, first of all, I have to say, he not only treats your problem, the cause, but he really is interested in you as a person. He tries to find out not just the physical problems, but, you know, what's been happening in your life. If there's
the
any,
family.
Yeah, the
yeah.
family, the traumas, any major traumas in your life, because he believes that's all part of why you're sick.
Exactly.
And so that really helps. He takes the time. Most doctors, no time. You know, you got to be in and out within 15 minutes, you know.
Very true.
Photos, yeah. And so he took, it was probably, I was there well over an hour and a half of new patients. That's not how it is every time, but they're very thorough. And then he explained what he does, and he came in, and he goes to the area of pain, and you get an injection there, and within, I would say, a few hours, I noticed a difference. Started to feel like, I don't know how to explain it, a lot of the pain and frustration and the emotions associated with the pain and the traumas of life, they all started to come out. It was like someone, you know, in the bathtub, you pull the plug.
Yeah,
that's what I felt like, Dr. Tong. It's like you pulled the plug.
Yeah, I say I dump your emotional trash.
So
all the pain is associated with emotional stress, and there's something you're eating wrong.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was eating wrong.
Right.
I mean, you know, he showed me, it's not just, you know, a lot of people go towards, like, different diets. You eat this, you don't eat that. But it wasn't just what you were eating. He showed me, like, because of some of your illnesses, there's, like, certain things you have a tendency to be either hot or cold, and it gives you a list of
mm-hmm.
Foods to
right.
Eat more of and foods to avoid and foods not to eliminate. And so I'd like to say I did real good the first few weeks, but I have, like, baby showers and graduations and all this. And so yesterday I went in, and I hadn't done my part, he said, and it was true because my brain, it gets exacerbated if you don't do what he tells you to do, because there is a part that you're supposed to do. I think a lot of times as a patient, you want the doctor to do everything.
Right.
You're right. Thank you very much.
Right? He was scolding me yesterday, and then he had to give me a whole lot more injections. I said, okay, Dr. Tong, okay, I promise I'll do what I'm supposed to do.
So how would you rate your pain rating now as opposed to before you went to see Dr. Tong?
Well, if it was on a 10 before, I would say it's down to like a 3.
Yeah,
after 4 treatments.
After 4 treatments.
Yeah. And so,
what about emotionally? How are you doing emotionally?
Oh, a lot better. Like what he said, you get rid of the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times you don't realize that you've harbored anger or resentment
yes.
or bitterness.
Right.
and you struggle with that, you know, and...
But it doesn't help you.
No, it doesn't, and like...
Yeah, it only hurts you.
Right, and we were talking after, if you're a person of passion, if you really care about people, and he said, if you're a surface person and you don't care, you don't get sick. But if,
right.
if you're a person who really cares about people and cares about what's right and all that, you have a tendency to just kind of bottle it up inside, and
right.
you're the one that gets sick, not the other person, you know,
exactly.
who hurts you or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so he helped me to understand that, and now, like, the other day I had a major thing happen, and I saw myself going into this cycle of bottling it up and doing this, and I said, wait a second, look at what I'm doing to myself, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that, I am that, I acknowledged it, and then I started to deal with it in a whole different way, so
mm-hmm.
it was really helpful, because sometimes you need someone to point that out to you.
Right.
I mean, you can't see it yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Tell us how much medication you're taking right now.
Well, since I started going to see you, no medication.
Yeah.
Yeah, no medication.
Including your hormones, right?
Yeah, right. I stopped that. I mean, I could kick myself because I ordered some yesterday, and now I'm like, oh, no, I don't know if I even want to
get it.
I know. He said I didn't need it.
And how are your periods? Are they're not
painful? Well, I haven't had them yet, but I can tell, like, usually before I go through, my problem is usually a lot before, and I went in for a treatment yesterday because I could tell all the symptoms coming back, and it's been a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Tom told me that my first period should be at least 50% less than the painful than the last one, and then it will go down even further every time. So
you're a lot better than 50%.
Right. So
at
least
50%.
Right.
Kathy, we are so happy for you. This
yeah.
is wonderful news. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. I just wanted to say one last thing. Dr. Tom doesn't... He doesn't just care about your physical body. He cares about all of you, and he's the funniest guy. he makes your treatment fun. He's just an incredible person. He's got beautiful pictures. He's painted and drawn all over the place. So it's a wonderful experience. Most people don't like going to the doctor, but it's a wonderful experience going with him, and you can really trust him.
Well, thank
you,
Dan. I'm
going to
take you out for dinner.
Thank you, Dr. Tom.
Yes.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Kathy on the phone. She suffered 33 years from female problems, painful periods, chronic pain, depression, PMS. She had four treatments with Dr. Tong, and she's off all her medication. She's on hormones, and her pain went from a 10 to a 3. Four treatments, folks. Give us a call, 714-556-8664.
And I want to say this. I haven't done one single diagnostic test on her.
Mm-hmm.
I go right to treating her the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at her and taking her history, I know exactly what caused her problem.
Right. And
that
saves a lot of money.
Yeah, you don't have to do all these
mm-hmm.
lab tests and all, not even blood tests. And she was taking hormones, and I took care of that too.
Let's get to Beth, shall
okay.
we?
Okay, yes. Hello, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
I hope you can hear me. I'm kind of in a pocket over here, hiding in the corner, so I don't get interference.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, good.
Thank you for calling in. Why don't you tell us what you're from and what you do?
I'm from Irvine. I'm a teacher, and I have I had a terrible bronchial infection starting in December, and broke about 7 ribs from coughing, and
was
just in.
That's severe.
Yeah.
You broke 7 ribs from coughing.
Right, and
wow.
And it seems like the respiratory infection just won't go away. And
mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine who had been to Dr. Tong recommended him,
so you went to the doctor. They treated you first, right?
That's right. With a whole bunch of antibiotics and a lot of diagnostic tests to rule out a lot of things as well. So fortunately, you know, a lot of my tests came back negative for diseases and some scary things, but.
How many tests did I do on you?
Oh, how many did you do? Zero.
Zero, yes.
Oh, and I feel better already.
You feel better already, right?
I do.
How many, did the antibiotics help you at all?
I'm sorry, did that?
The antibiotics, did they help you at all?
Well, they took the initial infection away, but it just never completely went away. It just kept creeping back.
Mm-hmm.
And you have severe pain from the broken ribs?
Yes.
That's the reason you came to see me, right?
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly.
So how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong now?
I've had one treatment so far, and I can tell you already, I feel incredibly better.
Wow.
Yeah,
one treatment.
The breathing is deeper, right?
I'm breathing deeper. I'm
the sinus open.
My sinuses are open, and my rib pain is significantly less right now.
Yes, and there's no test.
No test.
I don't need to know what kind of bacteria, what kind of viruses. I don't need to know that.
It's amazing.
That is not amazing. You just need to understand the infection not come from the bacteria, not come from the bugs. We all have it in our body.
Right, exactly.
When you throw your body out of balance from stress,
you get affected by
from
it.
Diet, and from the toxins, especially like antibiotics and stuff like that, you get you out of balance, and then the bugs with one strain or a certain strain will overgrow. And that is just a symptom of the imbalance of your body.
Right. So you've only had one treatment.
I've only had one treatment, and your previous, I just have to do everything your previous caller said. Dr. Tong doesn't just deal with that one problem. He is interested in everything about your life, and he,
I'm nosy.
In a very good way.
Yes, but,
you know, you make doctor's appointments, and they're, you know, it's like a cattle call. You're in and out of that office, and they just push you through, and, and you often wonder how much they're really listening. And I feel like Dr. Tong really listened to everything I had to say. And
that's the only way to find out where your problem is.
Exactly.
Right, that's wonderful. Are there any other things? You also have high blood pressure, hypothyroid?
Yes.
Did you check your blood pressure yet?
I haven't taken it today, and I'm curious because he did tell me to stop all my medications, so I'm going to have to have it checked and find out how I'm doing.
Okay, so you have hypothyroid. That means you're tired. How's your energy now today? How's your energy?
Okay, can you speak up a little bit?
Sure.
Oh,
okay.
Is
that better?
Yes,
yeah.
Better.
Okay.
So you took the thyroid medication. So how is your energy now?
My energy now is, today feels very good.
Yeah,
very
so
good.
So you see, you don't need the thyroid. The reason, like, you don't need the thyroid, like Kathy, the same way, you want your thyroid to be working and not import thyroid hormone from the outside.
Right.
Uh-huh. If a, like I told you, if a department in a company is not producing the component for the total product, you don't want to import it from outside forever. Then you might as well get rid of that department.
That's right.
You take thyroid hormone all the time, you make your thyroid shrink. Okay, and you never know how much thyroid you need,
right.
And you all depend on your activity and your physiological needs, and then so forth. No, the body monitor, the mind monitor, and make the body secrete the right amount at the right time, all day long. So there's no way that you can imitate that by giving external hormones. And external hormones also have no life, no qi. Everything that the body needs qi, needs that life. Yeah, that's why you don't need it.
And I'd much rather not have to need it, and much rather do it this way.
Yeah, I can bet you that your blood pressure is going to be down also for today.
Well, I'm curious. I'm going to go take it as soon as I can, and I'm looking forward to, you know, I'll see you again next week. And
yes.
I'm just looking forward to that, because I just know it's going to be better and better every time.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, Beth.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
It just to know I'm going to be feeling better is so incredible. I'll do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think your previous caller kind of hit the nail on the head. You just have to be willing to try something different, and I am so willing to.
Right,
do that.
And you've only had one treatment, too.
One.
And this treatment, by the way, this treatment is not harmful. Nothing to be scary. Nothing to be, I mean, why do you need so much courage to try something different? It's not harmful.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't, but I think it's just a different
something new, yes.
Yeah.
It's something new, and I think we're all afraid of something
right.
new.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Beth, good luck to you in the future. We will definitely want to have you back on again as a follow-up interview. And good luck with your ribs and everything.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you, Dr.
Tong.
You're welcome.
Again.
Yes.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That was Beth on the phone. She's only had one treatment from Dr. Tong. She had severe rib pain from coughing from her bronchial infection. Is that right, Dr. Tong?
Yes, she broke her ribs.
She broke her ribs from coughing, which is, I would say...
Broke a few ribs. That means that the coughing is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, let's get Barbara on the line. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Thanks for waiting.
Oh, it's okay. You guys are worth waiting for. I'm just standing here making my tea.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I live in Irvine, and I'm retired at this point.
Okay, and what were you suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong?
I was told that I have avascular necrosis in my hips, both sides.
Okay.
Avascular necrosis of the hip means that there's no blood flow, no mm-hmm. blood supply to the
hips.
Hips.
Right.
In fact, we had a patient that came from, Louisiana or Atlanta, Yvonne, Sandra's sister. Okay, she came all the way. She was going to have surgery.
Okay.
But my very first treatment, I got her better, and mm-hmm. she went home and no pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when were you diagnosed with this, Barbara?
I was diagnosed with this the 1st of March of this year.
Okay.
And I have been to 5 other orthopedics and got backup opinions. I went all the way to UCLA, UCI, and 2 here local in Orange County.
Mm.
Actually 3 here local. And they all want to do surgery.
They all want to do surgery.
So do you have pain in your hips?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of pain, and I've been told to stay off of them. And so on my own, I've just been, just kind of spinning around, trying to decide what to do. And I started with an acupuncturist, and then...
Did the acupuncture help?
Yes, it did. I had 7 treatments by a local acupuncturist, and it helped immensely. So then,
well, how come you didn't continue with the acupuncturist?
Well, because I heard about the pain center. Matter of fact, actually, I was driving by.
Oh, you saw my sign on the...
sign.
Yes.
And I thought, just how we have natural knowing... I thought
yes.
I was just going to pull in and investigate, and that's when I came in to see what do they offer. What is the anesthetic, what does anesthesiologist offer over acupuncture?
Right, that's smart.
I came in the building and got some general information, and I decided to give it a try. And I had 1 treatment last week.
Yeah, 2 right now.
This week. And I felt so good, I overdid it.
Yes.
And then I came in yesterday for treatment number 2, and I'm feeling better because I rested, but I'm still not back where I was.
Yeah, because
I overdid it.
After the first treatment.
Letting my tea, doing what he tells me to do.
Very good.
Yeah.
You see, you feel kind of discouraged after you came back with the pain. Then once you find out that you are feeling so good, you do all kinds of things. You were not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Your blood supply had not been restored to enough degree for the activity that you did 2 or 3 days after the first treatment.
Right.
So once you find out what's the cause of the problem, then you don't get discouraged. And then you have to kind of follow what nature's rule. It's not my rule. It's nature, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't healed to a certain degree and you push yourself, then you hurt.
Yeah, plus I live in a house that's tri-level, and the stairs with my particular hip problem, that doesn't help my going up and down. And you never realize how much you go up and down stairs just to do something.
Right,
yes.
Right.
It's wearing me out, and I'm not strong enough yet. So now mm-hmm. I've got to regroup, and I'm coming back for treatment 3
yes.
and 4.
Here's a point I want you to understand, okay? This avascular necrosis. Necrosis means dead. So supposedly some of the bones are supposed to be dead, okay? Just like many orthopedic surgeons say that you have a disc, you have a pinched nerve, and those are the cause of the pain. Not true. The disc, the avascular, the necrosis, the herniated disc, the pinched nerve, they are not the cause of pain. The cause of pain has to do with not enough qi, not enough blood supply. You see, right after the first treatment, for 2 or 3 days, you are going up and down. Your flexibility, your range of motion is mm-hmm. much increased. Right. Right after the treatment,
it
does. I can't believe the range of motion that I have in my leg, especially my right one.
Exactly. That's the one I treated. See, when we tested afterwards, in the beginning, before the treatment, you couldn't move the knee up to your abdomen. Afterwards, you were able to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you still have those so-called necrosis. You still, when you do an x-ray, you do an MRI after the first treatment, you look the same.
No physical change.
You look the same. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a waste of time to do those tests.
Mm-hmm.
The test does not show you why you had the problem. So here's the good news is that, okay, that is not the cause. As long as you learn how to maintain the energy flow and your blood flow, you will be healthy. You'll be pain-free, and you have all the range of motion and strength. So your problem can be totally cured without cutting the body and not and ignoring the real problem, which is the energy flow and the blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Barbara, did they prescribe you medication before?
I've been on painkillers.
Okay.
I'm now pretty much off of that totally.
Yes.
I use ibuprofen if it starts throbbing. That's much better.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm way down compared to what I was. I was, trying to stay off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do now is just give him a shot and believe that he can heal it.
Or you give me a shot, I give you a plenty. I give you a much more shot.
Give you a shot. I've given everybody else one, and all they've got to do is offer me surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what gave me some encouragement when I went to UCLA, and I saw Dr. Lieberman up there. He's the head of the, he's a professor and head of the hip and knee department.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're one of the best clinics around. And he's had people come from all over the United States to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
That's very unfortunate.
With a problem of avascular necrosis, and he says, I have definitely seen much worse.
Yes.
He says, if you can, work with whatever route you want to go. He says, surgery is always the last option.
Mm-hmm. That's better.
And I got a real good feeling from him, and because he says that a lot of people have come and they've decided not to have surgery.
Exactly.
Right.
And they've done another avenue. So this is what my choice is going to be at this time, and I'm going to think positive. And
yes.
And then people have asked me, well, how do you prepare the vascular necrosis? Because that's like a tooth with like a decay in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're revascularizing.
That's
you resupply the blood supply.
Mm-hmm.
And your bone will grow back.
I watched your tape last night.
Yes.
And it helped explain it to someone that I wanted to explain it to. A lot of times the tape will explain it better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My words.
Barbara, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck to you.
Okay.
I think you're on the road to recovery.
Okay.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Barbara on our show. She's diagnosed with avascular necrosis. She's doing much better after 2 treatments. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBright, AM 740. This is Elaine, so goodbye and have a great weekend.
Sponsors. Thank you.